Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Friday afternoon, man, means only one thing. It means it's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Made in the DMV, amazingly smooth and loved throughout the DMV. We got folks who want to ask you questions, B. Friday afternoon means ask B. Mitch anything. We're going to get it going with Rodney in Northwest. Rodney, what's good, dude? Ask B. something.
How y'all doing, fellas?
We good, man.
What do you think about moving him over to safety? I'm pretty sure he still can see the field just as good. Maybe wouldn't be able to react as well. But being in safety, give him a little more time to react.
Move who to safety?
Move Ramsey.
I think they already got safeties in the offseason. They had guys like Quan Martin that they already like on the team. So you're going to take a guy and move him there? Is he a hitter?
I believe so. I don't think he's he don't bring the boom, but he's okay.
All right. I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
I also don't think that Ramsey wants to do that. Like, corners get paid – good corners 4 to 5 times as much as safeties. He doesn't want to convert to safety at this stage of his career. He was quite good last year. He started 70 games, had 2 interceptions. He might not be the all-pro player he once was, but he's still an absolute starting corner in the NFL.
Right.
So
right.
For a guy that, like most people, likes to get paid, he's not going to safety.
If he want to stay on the field.
We'll see what that looks like, man. I think he ends up back with the Rams. I think they get a sweetheart deal. I think he and McVay kind of know each other. And I bet he stays.
Is he from out that way somewhere? Or are he from Florida?
I think he's from Florida. But he played and won a Super Bowl with the Rams.
Yeah.
So he knows how to operate out there. Thanks for the call, Rodney. Appreciate you, man.
You fellas have a great rest of your day.
You too, bud.
All right, let's go to Steve in Silver Spring. What's up, Steve? Ask me Mitch something.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Good, dude.
Good. Love the show, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Real quick, B. Listening to Joe Theismann the other day was very inspirational, man. I love when y'all bring him on, man. Joe just brings so much energy. And I'm pretty much the same age you, B, so he brings me back to when you guys were playing and the city was just electric, man. So I thank God. Every time I listen to him, I love it.
All right. Appreciate that.
Yeah, he's great.
The other thing, B, is I know you know Todd Bowles pretty well. My question to you is, how authentic do you think it is with Todd bringing in Shallow, or do you think it's a more of a Deion thing? Because if Todd's bringing him, and my question is, if Todd's bringing in Shallow, do you really think Todd thinks he's a good football player with the potential to make the team? Or, you know, it's Todd and Deion's relationship that pretty unfolded decision?
Thanks. Nah, I think if Todd brought him in, he believes he can play. And the thing about Shallow, he will hit you. That's one thing I've noticed about him. He will come in and hit. Sometimes don't care about his own body. But Todd, I played with him, and Todd's going to be the type of guy, he's going to make his decision based off what's best for their team, not necessarily because of the friendship.
I think on some level, we would have been a lot better off. I think everybody would have been a lot better off evaluating the Sanders players without considering them to be Deion's sons all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you just look at Shiloh's production on the field at Colorado, and then his numbers, his metrics, the athletic scores, to me, he projects as a day three UDFA type player. Like, I don't think Todd Bowles did anybody a favor. I think Shiloh's a good UDFA. I think he's a guy you want in your program. I bet he could make a practice squad, even if he doesn't make the active roster, and be in Tampa's system for a year or two. Like, you could build a career that way. I mean, if you look at Shiloh, dude, 67 tackles in 10 games, 2 TFLs. Like, he doesn't fill up the stat sheet, but he's playing all over the place. And I don't think the athletic profile was, like, particularly enticing. And
I think being Deion's son and not having enticing athletic profile, that's a little weird there.
Yeah, I mean, it is odd because the old man's one of the greatest athletes you've ever
seen. That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, that Shador's was relatively similar, which is remarkable. Like, to me, the Sanders kids, if the last name was Johnson, like, I think Shador is probably a quarterback. I think he would have been like a late second, early third. And I think Shiloh kind of landed where he should. Hard-hitting safety, but just not exactly a playmaker. He's also 25. He's been around a while. So, I don't know. Hopefully that provided some context. Kobe is in Alexandria, B. What up, Kobe?
Hey, how you doing? I love the show, guys. I listen to you guys
every
day.
Thank you.
You guys are incredible. Quick question. So recently came out that Six Flags is closing down. B. Mitch, question. If this RFK situation doesn't go as planned, would you be open to moving to, as far as the stadium, moving to Six Flags?
No.
Because of the parking issue.
parking, the traffic would be hell.
Dog, just keep it in Landover.
You just leave it in Landover there, but going down, what is that, Central Ave? And it, bruh, that traffic would be ridiculous going there. You see people going back and forth to Six Flags. Can you imagine people going to a football game over there?
Dude, I think honestly, one of the smartest things that both Wes Moore and the Maryland government and Josh Harris and the Commanders have done, they've been honest throughout this process. They've said, hey, we want to be in D.C., but we're really happy in Maryland. And I think if it does go down that the D.C. Council doesn't approve this,
they'd be right with that.
I think there's shovels in the ground on a new stadium in Landover before the end of the year.
And they can build it while playing in that one right there.
Right. And
that's what they're going to do anyway, no matter where one is being
built. I mean, anything politically will always have opposition. But they got the numbers. They get that done tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
And that doesn't, to me, I don't think put any pressure on DC. But there's a reason there's never been any like nasty exchanges between the Commanders and the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
There's probably a reason why they got the business offices in College Park. Frankly,
yeah,
they're keeping everybody happy here. thanks for the call, Kobe.
I appreciate it, man.
Kobe, have a good one. Thank you.
What would you like to see built at Six Flags?
Man, look. I don't care. I mean, my whole thing is I think it probably will be developed. That's what I'm thinking. It's like a housing or community or something like that. But, I mean, unless somebody come in and buy it and keep running to Six Flags.
I think.
It's not like I was always running there.
For all the need for housing and affordable housing, bang, there's a big old lot. Develop it.
You're right. It's a lot.
Let's go to Pete in Stafford. Pete, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
We're good, man. How are you doing?
This quick B-Mitch Hall of Famer. How I go about, I want some of them seats from out of RFK before they tear it down.
I think they already start taking those seats out.
You can get them online.
Yeah, you could go online, and I forgot the site, but you could order them.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. I'll pull it up real quick because I'm happy to sell some seats for friends of ours.
Yeah, RFK man, it's something seats. I want, man, you know.
Yo, Events DC has them. Go to eventsdc.com.
There you go.
Okay. I appreciate it, brother. Y'all have a good rest of y'all day.
All right, man. Thanks, Pete. Going now to line 13, PJ in Navy Yard. PJ wants to know, B-Mitch, can I borrow your charger? My computer's about to die.
Oh, and that's you?
Seriously.
JP.
my charger's still on Nebraska Ave at NBC4. I gotta swing by there. Anyhow,
well, when you get there, your charger should be ready for you.
I hope so. I hope nobody got sticky fingers over there.
Oh, it's gone already.
Looking at you, Heather, stealing my charger. Big G is in Sterling. What up, Big G? Keep it clean.
Hey, what's happening, y'all guys? How y'all doing today?
We're good, man.
We're good, man. How are you?
Hey, look, be good.
Yo,
I got a question for you.
What you got?
We drafted a guy last year named McGee on the defense. Is he still on our team?
Jordan McGee, yeah.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ain't he like a linebacker or something like that?
He was hurt most of the season. He came later in the season.
He had a knee injury.
Yeah.
Everybody hollering about an edge rusher. We probably already got one.
I think he's a different linebacker.
He's not an edge rusher.
He's not that kind of linebacker.
No, he's the other type. He's a head knocker.
Hey, look. Oh, he's a head knocker?
Yeah.
Hey, look, B-Mitch. When you and Philly get a chance, y'all call to the Centennial Golf Course. Y'all got it's 9 holes, man. I couldn't pay for 18. I ain't that rich.
Yo, don't pay for us to come out there, dog. I'm never gonna come out there. The odds of me locking my schedule in to come, please don't pay. If we're able to come, we will let you know, and we would love to. But I don't want you spending money. Please, I mean that seriously, Big G.
You know something, man? You just hurt my feelings.
I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I just don't want
you
to spend.
I'm just trying to look out for you.
I don't want you to spend real money, man.
I'm just pulling your leg.
Oh, all right, cool. I definitely wasn't trying to hurt your feelings. I just don't want you to spend real money, dude.
Hey, look here, man. Check this out. I just want to do something for good people, man. That's all.
We got you.
We appreciate it.
I'm going to take you up on it.
Thank you, I live out there.
JP don't live out there. I live out there.
It's open.
I already cut off. Thank you,
got
BG.
Got you, man.
Let's go to Jaden in Columbus.
Jaden?
Jaden, what up, man?
Hey, guys. Can you guys hear me?
We got you, brother.
Yeah,
what's happening?
I know I've called a couple times, and I know most of it's been about football, but I got to ask you. I haven't heard you guys talk about it yet. Maybe you guys have earlier in the week. But am I the only one, and I have a lot of friends that I talk to that think the same way, isn't this Luka narrative out of control?
What's out of control about it?
The bashing of a consensus kind of top five guy in the league. Because kind of to compare to football, in my opinion, he's done more than Josh Allen and Burrow. So it'd be kind of like weird to hear.
I think you're crazy if you think he's done more than Josh and Burrow. But basketball is a two-way sport. Basketball is a two-way sport.
To the finals.
Did he win? Basketball is a two-way sport, dude. He don't play defense whatsoever. And I don't think if you heard us talking, I talk negative about him, but bashing him, I think the dude is lazy as hell on defense. I don't think he takes care of his body, and he's a professional athlete. See, I'm not the one that's going to be – I'm not enamored by a basketball player just playing offense. You may be. I'm not.
Can I ask a counter question, Jaden?
Sure.
What about the narrative when he got traded to the Lakers? Oh, my gosh, this is the worst mistake in NBA history by Dallas. The Lakers are going to win everything, and they lost in five games. Which one of those narratives was overinflated?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, how could we say that he's consensus top five in the world at what he does?
Man, you crazy. You must be a Luka fan or a Dallas fan.
No, he's top five in the world. He is consensus top five in the world.
He's a great offensive player.
And I guess, like, for example, I know Jane Daniels could be this, but, like, I love Jane Daniels. If you told us last year Jaden Daniels would do what Luka did to the Mavs, every fan that's a Skins fan in the world would sign up for that. So I guess that's why I'm kind of confused. I get he doesn't play defense, but he's been to a conference finals and an NBA finals.
I'm going to address something with you. See, you are a fan. I'm a former professional football player that did not come from the biggest school, and I overexceeded everything I'm supposed to do. That SOB should be way better than what he is now. And he shouldn't be top five. He should be number one. Because if he put a little work into his body, taking care of himself, he'll be better than what he is. So you're happy about top five. I think he should be number one. But he'll never be it. You know why? Because his ass never worked enough and hard enough to get himself at the top shape he needs to be to go out there and do it. But you're happy with it. I'm not happy with it. I judge people on a different level. You judge him because you enamored with what he did. I'm not.
Well, I think it's different. I'm enamored with the results. Like, he does win a lot.
They lost in five games to a guy that's a dog. Okay,
traded midseason. He swept Anthony Edwards last year. They did play last year.
What did he do this season? Him and LeBron together. What did they do? They lost.
That's hard to do.
They lost.
Hold on. Doesn't it also say something that he was traded in the middle of the season? Whether Dallas made the world's biggest mistake or not.
What happened to the Mavs when he left?
Davis also got hurt. He still played the whole season, no matter when he was traded. Okay? And when he got to L.A., everyone thought you did too. They were going to win everything. He's sitting his ass at home just like you and I.
It's a great call.
I just think I related to Debo in a way. Where it's like Debo has a lot of stuff going on.
You had enough time. Bye. You don't get to ask questions all damn day. Bye.
Thank you.
Here's somebody else on the phone. Hey,
That was funny. You got you mad, B.
Didn't get me mad, but I mean, people got to understand. Don't tell me he's top five when he has the ability to be number one. So if you got ability to be number one and you're the fifth player or the eighth player, then you know what? That's not success. I'm not happy with the fact that he went out there and almost got to the top. Give me a break.
So the top players in the NBA right now, Joker, SGA.
Giannis still there.
Giannis, Ant.
SGA is definitely there.
Ant, Tatum.
Ant played him and what's called. You got Tatum. You got Brown up there and what's called too.
I got a list.
What's the little left-handed dude?
Brunson.
Brunson. You got a lot of players, man.
All right, here's a list from The Ringer. Last updated April 15th, so relatively recently. Joker, SGA, Giannis, Tatum. They have Luka 5th, Steph 6th, Ant 7th, LeBron 8th, Donovan Mitchell. Nobody talks about Cleveland or him.
Donovan Mitchell is outstanding.
Brunson at 10. So it's an interesting – it's a weird day to call in and be like, Luka's the best.
No, but see, this is the thing about sports today. People judge everything based off of offense. Basketball, you don't get to not play defense and don't be talked about because of it. Now, for the young man that just called, all the points he scored, he averages almost 30 points a game, and he's probably still a minus five, which means he gave up a lot of points a game, too.
I know in game five he was. all right, we are fired up. Our friend Mike Beasley has joined us from MGM National Harbor.
You got to match me, man.
You look all right, man. You look good.
You got to match him.
Ryan, baby, I want to be.
You guys are kind of matching.
B was fired up, though, and I like that.
He was fired up.
I agree with him, until you look at the body style of right now, he doesn't look like he's in shape.
He looks like a doughboy.
That's exactly right.
I mean, dude, we had our friend Chris Miles join us at noon, and Miles works for NBA TV. When you work for the league television partner, I think you know a lot more than you're allowed to necessarily report.
Believe me, he's told me a lot more off air.
But if you remember, when the Luka trade went down, we had Miles on, and he's like, listen, man, there are people around the league that think Luka's too much of a partier and that he doesn't take this seriously enough. And for Dallas to trade him away says a lot for how gifted offensively he is.
I'm with you. And once again, he's sitting watching the rest of the finals.
Right. So right. They lost in five games to the sixth seed. We're going to keep the phone lines open. So Jared, Commandante, Paul, Rich, everybody that's on the lines, stay there. We got to give some derby picks. Also, Bees has presents.
Oh,
presents for
it's
Jeffrey,
like
huh?
Christmas.
Santa Beasley. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.